29th of March afternoon session with Christine, Sukin, Sarah, Vince, Azita and Jonathan.
That's the only way to have less clinging to the idea of self. Otherwise, if we think ahead of time, it's me who is planning. Yes, and we don't know what reality will come tomorrow or next moment. If we have understanding of reality of this moment, then it can be conditioned for the understanding of other moment in other time. I think that thinking is so common, nobody can stop thinking. But in order to know that thinking is not self, and it's conditioned to think this way, not the other way, is conditioned. Otherwise, we'll think that it's good to think. It doesn't matter whether it's good or not, because it must arise. Thinking has to be conditioned.
And most of the time, thinking is revolved around self.
Right. Mm-hmm. If we think we'll go tomorrow, we can think, but whether we'll go or not, depending on conditions.
I have a question about sila visuddhi, fourfold sila. So this is sila accompanying moments of satipatthana, referring to the chaitasikas which make up sila, or we talk about the four aspects of sila visuddhi. Is it just referring to moments of satipatthana?
When we use the term visuddhi, what is it different from usual one? Because usual one, it's the self who thinks about it. But when satipatthana is another level of sila, it's more refined. For example, if there is akusala movement without awareness, no understanding, that move is conditioned by akusala. But awareness can be aware of anything at any time. In order to eradicate the idea of self from reality which appears. So we can do anything as usual. Otherwise, we have the idea of I try to confine or I try to make situation for understanding. But that is still I. The more panya develops, the more one will know that it's so natural that since we try to make it like this, right awareness cannot arise. But when there is no control and no I who is planning for this and that or such situation, awareness is so free from lobha. That's the only way to be free from lobha, not to be enslaved as before. Because one is enslaved by lobha unknowingly, because it always tell one or condition thinking about doing this or that. In Tipitaka, it says that lobha is the teacher and the student, the teacher and also the follower, because it keeps on have the idea of doing something, and next moment follows that idea.
Lobha is the
teacher, because the teacher tells the student to do this and that.
Sometimes you say all kusala is sila because it's changing from akusala to kusala at that moment.
Yes.
So any kind of kusala can be referred
because
to.
Because there are another meaning of sila as well. Whenever citta is kusala, it cannot do anything wrong. So not doing anything wrong is sila. So when citta is kusala, usually it's by way of being sila. Or another way is by giving or doing other things, which is kusala. Giving away and kusala citta without giving away things. When there is kusala without giving away, at that moment it does not do anything wrong. So it's a level of sila.
Sometimes we say all kusala comes under the umbrella of dana, sila, bhavana. What about moments of metta and karuna? Are they included in sila?
Without kusala citta, the citta cannot be calm.
Right.
So even while one is thinking about metta or having metta, it is sila as
sila.
Well.
Right.
So sila is the basic of all kusala.
Can't one also say the same about any kind of dana, that it's also sila in that sense?
So, by way of giving.
I see. So
yeah.
When we talk about dana, sila, and bhavana, the dana is kind of sila but specific.
Yeah, because even there is no giving, there is sila.
Right.
So whenever there is giving, there is also sila.
Sila, right. And whenever there's bhava, there's sila.
Without giving is sila. With giving is also sila. With bhavana as well, no matter samatha or vipassana, whenever citta is kusala, it's sila. Because the words and the deeds is not ill deed, not ill speech.
And when we talk about stages of satipatthana in terms of visuddhis, we have sila visuddhi, citta visuddhi, ditti visuddhi, and ditti visuddhi refers to namarupa parichetanjana. Is that right?
Yeah, because you see that when there is awareness, it's not nama rupa parichetanjana yet.
Right.
But at that moment, sila is sila visuddhi.
Yeah.
Because it's the beginning of not taking sila for self. Whenever there is visuddhi, there must be panya. Otherwise, there cannot be visuddhi. Without panya, nothing is visuddhi.
And I've forgotten what the fourfold sila is, but whenever it's under visuddhi, it must be with panya.
Right. Especially satipatthana.
That can be the beginning of satipatthana. So it's really referring to the particular kind of kusala at that moment.
It's impossible to be aware without having sila. And it's adi sila, not ordinary sila.
But we talk about adi sila, higher sila, only being perfected by the sotapanna, lokutara citta. So sila visuddhi is different from adi sila.
Even so, adi sila itself must have the beginning. Otherwise, without beginning, how can it grow?
And then when we talk about citta visuddhi refers to development of concentration or calm with panya.
Vipassana jnana is kanika samadhi,
right.
Not upachara samadhi.
Right.
And satipatthana is also kanika.
Right.
So when it's the moment of awareness, at that moment sila visuddhi and citta visuddhi. And it's the beginning of titti visuddhi. Until it has developed to the degree of nama rupa parichetayana.
In the Abhidhammata Sangaha, why does it say under citta visuddhi that there are two kinds of concentration, access and absorption?
It includes those levels too. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the vipassana jnana must be upachara and apana.
Which
but actually,
make sense,
it is kanika.
But when you say it includes those two, how can it include them when even the vipassana jnanas are kanika samadhi?
Because you see that usually citta is kamavacara, and when it develops to the level of jhana, nobody can expect what jhana is at all, because it's another level of samadhi. And when it's apana samadhi, it's different from upachara samadhi. But the two, when it's not the object of vipassana, it cannot be visuddhi. But we can understand that jhana for people in the Buddha's time before his enlightenment, they could have only the jhana which is not visuddhi, because they don't know about the path leading to the understanding reality as it is. So those people who had developed jhana to the degree of upachara and samadhi, at that moment before right understanding can reach the titti visuddhi, that is citta visuddhi for them. But for us or anyone who doesn't have jhana,
you mean that is the object of the upachara or abhana is the object.
Yeah.
For them.
So in the Tipitaka, the samadhi and vipassana sometimes go together all the time, but one has to know the difference too. Because people who do not know the path but can develop jhana, and people who can develop jhana and also develop the path must be different.
So this is the example just for those who have attained jhana.
Yeah. I think that nobody can understand the meaning of the whole teachings in details. But as much as we can understand, there must be the difference between jhana for those who do not develop the Eightfold Path and jhana for those who develop the Eightfold Path.
It's just curious that it's defined in that way.
For those who understand everything, in the old days, all arahatas who had all this quality could understand anything they were talking about. Mm-hmm. For example, if they were here and they talk about just one word, mm-hmm. they all knew about the details of everything. Mm-hmm. But for those who do not know, take this from here and that from there mm-hmm. and mix them up and don't know.
And also, just while we're on Chitta Visuddhi, we talk about the development of calm and the development of concentration, whether it's under the Samatha umbrella or the Vipassana umbrella, and they tend to get used interchangeably, like we talk about adi-citta as being the perfection of concentration or calm. But concentration is usually referring to ekagata cetasika and calm to pasati, so I'm not quite sure why we can use calm and concentration so interchangeably.
Because you see that even right now, ekakata cetasika arises each moment. Who knows?
Samadhi. So to understand the different characteristics is one thing, but mm-hmm. why, when we talk about the development of concentration, do we talk about the development of concentration yeah. and calm interchangeably?
Yeah, they are related. Because we can see that ekakata cetasika arises each moment, but nobody knows. Yeah. Like now, see, who knows the ekakata cetasika which arises with seeing, hearing? Nobody knows, but when kusala citta arises, citta is calm, and when it arises more often, calmness grows. So the characteristic of calm conditioned by ekakata cetasika, and ekakata cetasika which is supported by pasati is different from daily ekakata, ordinary ekakata.
Different not in terms of frequency or strength, but just in terms of quality, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And quality is different as well, because
quantity.
The moment when calmness and concentration grow is not like when it is upajara samadhi, and upajara samadhi is not like apana samadhi, and when it is moment of experiencing directly the true nature of reality, it's different too.
So it's not just quality, you say?
With the supporting of other cetasikas like panya at different level.
And what about moments, quantity? I wanted to ask incidentally
because,
about the difference between upacara and apana.
Each moment has fallen away, right? And the panya which has developed when it's time to directly experience reality as it is. Can we say how many moments or what? It doesn't matter at all. The strength of panya, the growth of panya, the developed panya is there.
This is the same difference as upacara and apana in jhana?
No, because the purpose of developing jhana is different from developing satipatthana. For jhana, no development of detachment at all from ignorance. But detachment from lobha through the sense doors, only through the sense door. Because the mind door also has the same object which is not the true nature of reality.
Now I'm talking about the development of jhana itself, the difference between upacara and apanasamadhi. What is the difference?
Different level. Oh, okay. This moment of kusala, is it different from longer moment?
Quantity.
And also the supporting of panya.
Yeah.
When there is panya, even this kusala citta arises with panya and without panya are different. And when panya grows, we can see that pasati is there. So pasati is also pochong, the factors of enlightenment.
Or bhujanga.
Bhujanga.
But not in jhana.
When we use the term in the development of samatha and vipassana, they use the same word but different level, different meaning.
But in jhana, pasati is not an enlightenment factor.
No.
So when we talk about, for example, the adi-citta, that sometimes one reads about perfection of concentration, sometimes perfection of calmness, but really it is both?
It depends. Because the kusala-cittas are so very various.
So it's talking about development of both. Yeah. And that they both support and condition
and each other. And actually, can it be known? Or it just can be subject for thinking about?
Well, I think that when we talk about wholesome states, it's easier to appreciate at whatever level that there is at any moment of wholesomeness. For example, a moment of metta, it's calm. But concentration, because there is, as you say, kalika at every moment, so to say there is
kalika samadhi,
kanika samadhi mm-hmm. at that moment doesn't really mean anything. So it's more meaningful to talk about calm with kusala than
right.
concentration, right. I think, for me mm-hmm. anyway.
But it's understood, because you see that these 19 wholesome jetisikas must accompany all kusala jitas.
Right.
But the strength of concentration is different.
The strength and the quality.
Mm-hmm.
So can one say the strength with wholesome jitas is different from the strength with unwholesome jitas?
On concentration.
On concentration.
It must be different by jetasikas which accompany
it. The concentration, like when you're at work and really, really busy, and the only way to not be distracted and get the work done is... Well, it could... Yeah, that would be... Yeah, I'd say. But it is a form of concentration, mm-hmm. isn't it? Because if you allow yourself to be distracted any which way, then the work doesn't get done.
So can we talk about kusala being more stronger than kusala? Concentration?
Would you like to separate the strength of concentration? Because when one concentrates on an object, the characteristic of concentration appears. But it's not like the concentration which accompany kusala, samatha and satipatthana. That's why when it's vipassana jnana, it says that the concentration and panya go together at the same level. Yukkanatta, yeah.
No, my point is that people tend to think that if you can maintain concentration, then you can mm-hmm. insight into mm-hmm. realities.
Okay. When it's a kusala concentration, we can know, right? Like Kun Ashita just said a moment ago. But when it's kusala moment, can we see concentration there? See? No. And one clings to concentration, which is a kusala. But when it's kusala, concentration does not appear. But the other quality of sopana jetasika can appear. That's why it's wrong to think that concentration is so important that one should have, because one cling to it and it can be object that moment.
Same.
But when it's kusala, the other quality appears better.
Same with calm. People
mm-hmm.
tend to think
right.
the same way with calm.
Yeah.
Is it correct to say that in the earlier stages of developing samatha that the factor of calm is more prominent, and then as samatha is developed to a higher degree, that factor of concentration becomes more...
I think the concentration is not easy to be object of understanding at all. For example, when there is concentration, usually it's a kusala, right?
Yes.
And when it's just a moment of kusala, can we have such degree of concentration like we concentrate with a kusala? No.
No.
So when kusala develops, other quality of kusala can appear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that the more concentration one has, the more right understanding
no.
or calm
no.
we have. Because concentration is concentration
right.
and calm is calm.
The right speech and so on are just moments of purity, abstention, and there's no need to make any rules about what one will do next.
I mean that it's only thinking.
It's just thinking.
But the conditions, the accumulation will condition the certain moment when it arises.
So when we read about the training precepts in the text, so this is just explaining what will be conditioned at certain times, is that?
Excuse me, can you tell me when you say that? Training precept? See,
so.
It's only the idea,
yeah.
But actually, the moment when there is the abstention from ill deeds, by conditions, yeah. That is sila. So and it arises more and more, it's yeah. Training by themselves.
But can't one have an intention to train?
Oh, okay. So
I think that intention is intention, but it depends on how much one understands intention is not self or not. Because for the person who does not know about realities, they think that I will and I prefer to have sila.
If you have bad sila, you have mm-hmm. bad dana.
Yeah.
And you've heard the value mm-hmm. of good sila and good dana. So therefore you make an effort to right. have good sila and good dana. Right. And you do it, of course, with the idea of self. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's inevitable. Yeah. With time, the idea of self can go away, one thing at a time.
Not through sila, not by dana.
No, not through sila, but it's a start. It purifies start, the ground a little bit.
When we understand what panya is, the understanding is the understanding, even from hearing or reading or discussing.
Some people say that it's not possible to develop panya unless you have some level of purification. And that's what sila is all
excuse
about.
Excuse me.
Purification of sila.
With no understanding.
Page 345.
Purification without understanding. How can that be purification when there is no panya?
To hear about dana and sila, to right. hear about it,
yes.
and to agree with that,
right.
to agree is a level mm-hmm. of understanding.
Yeah. Understand what?
Understanding the value of dana and sila.
Yes, it's the self who understands.
One step at a time. We're only babies.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Well, we were babies one step, but still we've grown.
Yeah. Yes.